The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Hello and welcome to God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski. We're going to start the show a little bit differently today because I'm not going to tell you who my guest is. And the reason I'm not going to tell you who my guest is because as soon as he speaks, you're going to know who my guest is. Mystery guest, welcome to God Calling.
You've got me laughing. You know, it hurts my chest when I laugh. I'm not supposed to laugh so much. I appreciate you having me.
Mark Munchbishop is here.
He calls me daily.
This is wonderful. I'm glad you could come in. You know, are a man of faith, obviously, for a long time.
I do feel that way.
Tell me about growing up. Where'd you grow up? What parish?
Well, number one, if you ask the wife and my direct boss over at iHeartMedia, Ray Davis, I haven't grown up enough yet, okay? But
exactly.
Early years, I was baptized at Our Lady of Lourdes.
Okay.
Father John Ondel. And I always wondered, though, because Grandma, it was a neighborhood, and we all know this, the old Cleveland ethnic neighborhoods, where everybody lived pretty much within walking distance of each other.
Yeah,
aunts,
absolutely.
Uncles, brothers, sisters, Grandma, Grandpa. And she'd always come by in her babushka. Sunday morning, I was even preschool, and I was the one that would go to 7 a.m. Mass with her, even though Lady of Lourdes was literally across the street from the house. I don't think it was more than the side church door was 7,500 feet from our house, from our front door. And I will never forget, because Father Ondel was something special, but yep, my dad was the guy that had the card games every Saturday night, okay?
Okay.
And I always wondered, because I wasn't allowed to look out the curtain, okay, when people were leaving. But, you know, it'd be late at night, but, you know, you hear a little bit of a ruckus. You kind of peek through the blinds. And I remember seeing Father Ondel doing, like, one of those S-walks one day coming out of the house. And the next day at Mass, I kept tapping my, you know, you couldn't talk in church, remember?
No way.
Tapping Grandma, go, Grandma, Grandma, shh, shh, Grandma, shh. Wait till after. So finally, as soon as Mass ends, we walk out. She goes, what was so important? I said, God is so special. She goes, well, he is, but why are you saying that? I said, for Father Ondel to be able to say 7 a.m. Mass like that. She goes, what do you mean? I go, he's sick. She goes, what do you mean he's sick? I said, I saw him stagger away from the house last night. Well, I had no idea there were some bottles of, since it was card night, it was the good stuff. It wasn't Kessler's, it was Old Crow, okay? And I'm sure some of that was involved. But yeah, that was my regular parish. St. Stan's was verboten, okay, just at the time.
Yeah.
And that's where I go now most of the times, either St. Stan's or Our Lady of Lourdes, even though I belong to St. Joseph Avon Lake. And then from there, we moved to Lee Harvard area.
Okay.
And that's where I went to grade school. And I just, St. Henry's was just the most marvelous parish, 183rd and Harvard. Could you picture this school-wise, is that for each class, we had four grades.
Wow.
And they were all full. I'm talking 40 kids per grade. So you're talking a grade school where they had to put up like portable classrooms in a basement, and they had two masses going at all times on Sunday. And it was, you know, the post-war boom, and, you know, all the just houses packed in, but it was your own home.
That's how important carrying on the faith was to our parents and grandparents.
And to me, it was just, I used to love, like, walking to school in the morning. And there was a rule that, you know, we're not babysitters. Unless you're a certain time away, you will walk to school, and you will get to school, and you don't have lunch at school because moms didn't work then, okay?
Sure.
But it was phenomenal. You'd get home, sandwich, usually a bologna sandwich from Lawson's, you know, a can of soup would be on the table, and you'd go back. But it was amazing. But The nuns were just special. They were Dominicans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to this day, there's little things I remember. And we had four parish priests. We had our own little league, and each team was named after one of the priests. And it was special. It was a special way to grow up, in a special base for me to have to set my life.
Parishes were like families. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, it was the be-all, end-all.
Yeah. Much like you, we live very close to the parish. My grandmother was even closer, so we go to my grandmother's.
What parish?
This was in Western New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, St. Anthony's. I don't look it, but I'm half Italian.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we go to my grandmother's, and she was like a short order cook. She'd make whatever we want, and some days we'd go there, and my mother would be there. Well, that was off. This is what we're having. Get over here to the table.
Eat it or forget it, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, your life revolved around the parish.
That's no doubt about it.
And the school. And it was, like I said, I would not change it for the world. You know what? Ready for this? We went at St. Henry. We went to Mass every day.
Ah, okay.
Monday through Friday. You know, your school, you know, started at 8, so you were in before 8.
Yeah.
And the St. Henry Church was connected to the school. So you didn't have to go outside. So you were right there.
Sure. Now, did Grandma whisper in your ear, Mark, why don't you become a priest?
Grandma, it was more talks when all the nephews were around, you know, or her grandkids, you know,
okay.
And the cousins were around. Yeah, it was never direct, but it was there. But, you know, I believe there was more on the females to become nuns.
Really?
Yes. Think about this, with the 4 grades per class, that's 32 grades, we had 2 lay teachers.
Just 2?
2.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Yeah.
There was a third that was a substitute, but there were 30 nuns that were teachers. They were marvelous.
Yeah. I always felt that because they all lived in the convent together, they kind of knew the backstory, and they did their scouting. What's a Sierlowski kid like? Oh, him.
Because you had him last year?
Yeah, you had, exactly.
This year. I will admit this, though, and anybody listening that remembers, because that parish was so expansive,
mm-hmm.
and it seems that a week doesn't go by when I meet somebody that either was there for a few years or not. And then, Paul, you know what was so cool, too? This is in the 60s, and in our area, where we live pretty much across the street from the church, we had, you know, people talk about, you know, true communities now. We had refugees from the Hungarian Revolution. We had Jewish families.
Mm-hmm.
We had black families, Filipino families also, that had helped the United States during the war. So it was, you know, the culture was unbelievable, but it was just so special. And, you know, word would get out too that almost everyone I meet that was associated with St. Henry would always ask about the one and only Sister Claritrice, because she wielded the most lethal ruler within parameters as you could have.
One of those pointers with the rubber tip.
This was the flat one.
Okay,
but this was
more contact.
Yes, yeah, more contact, and I do remember the rubber pointer too for the board.
Yeah, yeah. In the old days, it seemed even the comedians, Danny Thomas and some of those guys, they would poke fun at the other ethnicities. But in a loving way, it's like, you know,
right.
To have a neighbor over, this one lady from Korea, to make some Korean food for us, or some of the other ethnics. My grandma would make spaghetti, and it was love. It was it wasn't this hatred of
special.
Don't like them, they don't like us. You know?
And it's interesting because as you talk to people, and it's interesting too how many people say grace before their meals,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't matter. But heck, by the time I was 8 years old, I couldn't decide, did I want gefilte fish? Do I want black-eyed peas? Or do I want sauerkraut?
Yeah.
And kielbasa? So it was just a great way to grow up. I would not change it for the world.
Same here. Munch, stay right there. Mark Munch Bishop, okay. Our guest on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. We'll be right back. Mark Munch Bishop is joining us. Mark, you've bounced around the radio with iHeart owning so many stations now. You're one day over here, one day over here. This year it's going to be the Indians pregame show.
Yeah, and WTAM 1100 seems to be my home these days, okay?
Yes.
And part of me, Guardians game day.
I'm going to slip.
You're allowed. And, you know, I've already talked to some of the powers to be over it, as Hamilton would say, Carnegie in Ontario. And I said, what's my over-under on slips? They go, well, you get so enthused. We're already betting in the first week alone, you know, with 6 games. It's, you know, 5, and most of us have over for you, you know. But you have to watch it. But the bottom line is, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Also doing the Cavaliers, Cavs Now,
sure.
Show. So, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of shows, but it keeps me going.
Your vocation, clearly, is marriage. tell me about meeting your wife, dating your wife, and raising a family.
It's fascinating because I was a bit older, met her. I actually got married 1 month before my 40th birthday, and she's 10 years younger. Met her through a boss at the radio station I was with at the time, QFM 96. And he always used to say to me, you need a girlfriend. You need a girlfriend. At that time, like I said, late 30s, this and that. And it's like, nah, you know, I'm fine. I just, you know, what do? I do my job. I go home, watch a game or something like that, and go back and get ready to talk about the game the next morning. So he arranged for her to get some tickets to an event. But I'm going to take even a step further, because this was the day of radio with all the sizzle and all the, you know, shtick that you did.
Sure.
Well, we had something going on that once a month, our morning show, which was I part of, we would go to someone's house and broadcast.
Okay.
But there was a prize every month. So this is 1990. So you're not, fax machines were just coming into the scene, but internet, unheard of. So you had to write down on a postcard your address, your name, and why you'd like someone to come, you know, why you'd like these knuckleheads to come broadcast. Well, we would draw four postcards out of this bin, and it turns out my wife and her sister, well, at the time she wasn't, they bought a little bungalow in Upper Arlington together. Our prize that month was total house painting inside and out, and lawn service, a pest control service for a year. So she ended up winning.
Okay.
Well, this is the one time that I got bogged down with stuff. I had a lot of sound to play, this and that with sports. And I told the guys, it was a rock station, but in Columbus, sports are very important.
Sure.
With Ohio State, 24-7.
Absolutely.
So I said, I better stay back at the station, okay? Well, as soon as they go there, you know, I have my headphones on this and that, and the lead guy's going, dude, you got to get over here. These gals are cute, and they're single, and they're professionals. You know what I mean? And I'm like, so you're trying to set me up, too? I said, no, I'm not coming over for sure. So then my other boss had her come up to get some tickets, and actually they were for a drag race or something.
Okay.
And she came up, and she was pretty, very classy lady, okay? And I of course, me making a good first impression, said, you know, really, I said, you can't do better than having a boyfriend that wants to take you to a drag race. So she's like, this is jerk number one, okay?
Yeah.
They had told her they wanted her to meet me. So I finally got her to go out on a date with me. And it was a concert at the Newport Music Hall. But mistake was, I was the MC.
How long after that did you get married?
Well, this was, we got married in 91. This was the summer of 90.
Okay.
Okay? And, but I will never forget, because I took her home. The car was still idling up her driveway. She looks at me and she goes, thank you, I had a great time. Shook my hand and she jumped out while the car was still moving. And as I saw her run to the front door, I could see through the window, she just unlocked it. I saw the deadbolt speeds. So I waited a couple days, called her, said, give me another try. And she gave me another try, and that was it. We were married Sacred Heart in Coshocton.
Okay. The temptation, I would guess, in marriage, a challenge probably, is to balance the fact that you're working during the mornings, you're doing your show, the ball game's around at night, you got to talk about them in the morning. How do you separate that and spend time with your wife? Because the temptation is to have the game out in the background.
Do you know, and we have four kids, so they're all gone. When I say gone, they're somewhat close, although the daughters are in New York City and Chicago.
So you found time away from the TV.
Yeah, son in Cleveland. One. There are times I've taken a step back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did not spend enough time with them, and I will talk to them candidly now as adults. And they say, but Dad, you were always there somehow for the games. In fact, I miss being able to, my wife had the schedule. She's the brains and looks of the operation, okay? And she'd have the schedule saying, okay, drop so-and-so off here. They have a half-hour practice before the game. You can go watch so-and-so play for her first half of soccer. Go back, watch this last half of this game. So-and-so will change in the back of the minivan to go to another sport on down the line.
But that cooperation is so important. That's family in today's world.
Yeah, and you know what? It breaks my heart. And the kids, and even Donna has said, that no, you know what? When you were needed, you were always there. Mm-hmm. Somehow, we don't know how you did it. And they said, but every once in a while, you know, at the dinner table, looked like your head was snapping because we know that you've been up since 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's more than worth it. It's more than worth it. And just looking at all the different things that the kids were involved with, all four kids were blessed, went through St. Joseph, Avon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughters went to St. Joseph Academy.
Right.
And both sons went to St. Ignatius. So, a good base for them, too, with that.
Was that hard to get to Mass every week? Because, a lot of sports on the weekends. Or...
Do you know what? No.
Okay.
It's just it's what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, though, there was a couple saving graces. If you wanted to find any sports guy to yell at, it was usually 5 o'clock Mass at St. Angelo Barisi in Fairview Park. Because you could, the Browns games would usually end around four or so. And I would, I could care less about getting locker room interviews. Send that to somebody else. It's like, I've done enough of that in my lifetime.
Yes.
And then for the longest time, St. Joseph in Avon Lake had a 5 o'clock Mass, the only one in Lorain County.
Right.
And then Father Ron got rid of that one.
No, it's still there.
Wait, they brought it back?
Yeah. It's back.
Thank you.
It's like a folk, kind of a folky, more folky Mass.
Oh, I like it, though, because so they still have the band?
Yeah.
See, to me...
It went away for a while, yeah.
To me, that's special. Don't get me wrong. The organist and the pipe organ, like Laurie at St. Joe's, or like the pipe organist at St. Stan's, unbelievable. But you know what? It's still praising God. It's still praising the Lord. It should be happy. It should be a celebration.
I agree with you. Stay right there.
Okay.
Mark Munch, Bishop, joining us on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to God Calling. Mark Munch, Bishop, is our guest. Munch, you had some serious surgery recently. How did your faith and your wife and the support help? You went for a checkup on something minor, a little polyp.
A polyp on my throat, in which the doctor said, don't worry, it's non-cancerous. Totally normal for someone like you who has pretty much talked for almost 44 years. And
right.
We'll get rid of it and you'll be fine. And went in for the pre-checkups just to see how much anesthesia she could give me. And that's when a young nurse practitioner said, I don't want you to worry. But I hear something, and I'm glad I hear it, because it's better to hear it and find out about it. Heard something she didn't like in my heart. At first, they thought it was just a aortic valve. Then it turns out that after 7 or 8 tests later, is that not only was it an aortic valve, but the whole aorta and the left main artery and another artery.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that done. And Paul, I'm saying this. I've known you for a while. And if anything, I'm kind of a caustic guy at times because I speak what I feel, all right?
Sure.
I never once, never ever was nervous or worried because of my faith and because I knew that God would guide the surgeon's hands, and just so blessed to have the clinic. I went in no different. I had my rotator cuff repaired. My demeanor was no different than when I went in and had my rotator cuff repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because the doctor who has flown worldwide to perform surgeries, I ended up with him. Like he said to me, he goes, I got the short straw, so I'm stuck with you, Dr. Smoderna. And my cardiologist, Dr. Robertson, I just shut them out because they're unbelievable, unbelievable men and helping so many. But even getting wheeled in, everything was so, they were serious, but they kept the edge off. I asked them if I could pray before they put me out. And he said, yeah. And he asked everybody to stop what they were doing and bow their heads.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I said some prayers. And then he said, okay. Goes, I relented. There's about 12 people in the room. He goes, at least 10 of them have a sports question to ask. Is that okay? And the best questions came from the females.
No kidding.
What's that song, Robert Palmer, The Women Are Smarter?
Yeah,
and
right.
So they came from the females. And then I said, Doc, I said, we're a team. And one guy said, oh, that's right. He goes, there's no warm-up act. You're the headliner. What I mean? There's no opening act. I said, everybody, can you get around fist bump? And including him, he had everybody go around the table and fist bump me. And then he goes, you ready? I said, born ready, And that never once thought about any, people have told me before, you didn't think about not, no.
What they did, what they fixed was called, it's called the Widowmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And it was amazing. But he told, two things he told me. He goes, when you wake up, you're going to have a tube down your throat that's going to be very uncomfortable. I'll get it out as soon as possible. I got to wait till you wake up. And I'll put you back out again for a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, you're going to be disoriented. And they'll never forget, sure enough, waking up, that darn thing was there. And I was, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, hold on. I went out, came back. He said, okay, what time is it? I said, probably dinner time on Thursday. He goes, oh, no, you were still under. It's Friday morning. It's 11 a.m.
Wow.
But you ready for this? This world-renowned cardiologist is holding my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to me, And I noticed, too, I had a rosary with me, and they had it wrapped around my one hand. And next thing I said to him, and you're going to laugh, I go, Doc, I need to know. He goes, yeah, everything went fine. I said, no, did the Indians win last night? And I told Tito Francona that, not name dropping, but oh, you know, Tito's had his problems, too. I get a text from Tito the next day, because he was still, he was on the shelf, too, just
right.
saying, did you really ask if we won? And he goes, we did, didn't we? Because he had been in a hospital, too. And I said, yeah, you did. But you know, the little things that hit me, if it wasn't for my wife and kids, I mean, when I say kids, so operation, now they're 22, 24, 26, and 28, so back it up a few months on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was with me every second. The wife was with me every second, you know, if she wasn't working. And but I sent them home at night. I said, you don't need to sleep in one of those. I know there are the chairs that go back and kick out, but I said, I'll go home and sleep in a bed. But they were with me every second. But you know, little things hit me. And I'd spoken to dear friend Terry Pluto about this. He's written so many faith books.
Yes.
Has the Faith in You column every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, I did sleep well. You would think with all the drugs in you for the pain, you know, I wouldn't sleep well. I'd sleep a couple hours and get up for an hour or two. But that was like for a 24-hour cycle for a couple of weeks. But you know what hit me? It was a few days in. And it was 3 a.m. And I said, and I woke up and looked around. There was nobody there. And I said, wait a minute. God is here. And I started talking to God. And I said, you know what? He never closes. Now, you talk about toll booths on the turnpike,
sure,
or a 24/7 Denny's or IHOP. He never closes. He's always there, you know, to calm. Always there for someone to talk to. And I get, like, now, that got me teary-eyed. I'm teary-eyed now, I'm telling you. But just think about the wonder. And, Paul, I don't mind sharing this with you, too. And I've shared it with Father Ron. I've shared it with, you know, other priests, too.
Please do.
Is that, and I know it wasn't a dream. I saw heaven. And it was the most wonderful, beautiful thing that I've ever seen. And wasn't my time. And so, you know, you say, I want to be here as long as possible, but that's not my call. The bottom line is, it didn't frighten me at all. I get a little anxious sometimes because I'm still not back 100-fold, or it was a trauma to move from the bed to a chair.
Yeah, right.
You know, that kind of thing, and you know, you get a little disappointed. But no, I never once was worried about anything, whether it was during the rehab period or actually going in. It's because of God, simply put.
And you sound like that has certainly cemented your faith more than ever before.
100-fold. And I've also felt that there's more for me to do, and I try to do as much as I can to help.
I almost forgot. You're going to be hosting the 2022 Gala for the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration.
Aren't they amazing?
Yes.
We've had
one of the sisters on. Where is this?
It's going to be at the Cleveland Brown Stadium. Coach Kevin Stefanski, who I like to say his faith is never put on the bench.
Yep.
Already.
And it's coming up.
He's going to be the guest speaker, so it's on the 24th of April.
Mass at 11:30. There's a brunch, auction, raffle, and they're giving away a GMC Terrain.
Yeah, how nice is that? That's from Joyce, like, you know, because they are giving one to give away for the auction.
Beautiful.
And Bishop Grease is having Mass, and another wonderful just shepherd. Just
for sure.
A man, I got to be close to him. He was the head of the Sacrament of Confirmation for my oldest daughter.
Okay.
And I remember just seeing just a man that was just really a servant of God's and was there for his flock.
Mark Munch Bishop, thanks for joining us. What a great story.
It's my pleasure.
It's great to catch up, too.
Thank you.
This is God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski. Join us next week right here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations, from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. If you miss any part of today's program, or you just want to listen again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at AM1260TheRock.com.